But also, you were pretty fussy, weren't you, Chris, about when you were a superintendent, when people were coming out to the creeks, that they would land at Circle Hot Springs Field because you were pretty secure in your thinking that that was the best field to land on.
The Miller House Field was right in that canyon, and not very much room, and it was short.
I came down there one time, Hank Pagin and I, and I think we were flying in with Terrence McDonald, who flew for Frank Pollock, and at that particular one, he had this Beechcraft, who had previously belonged to Wallace Beery, the actor, and it was what they called, it was a plane that landed hot, something like 90 miles ground speed at landing, and this, as Chris says, it was a short field, and these pilots in those years, those bush pilots, would look for a little trail of smoke to let them indicate which way the wind was going, because wind socks were pretty well unknown in all that territory. They had to rely on the smoke of the coming out of the curling out of the chimneys. And so when we got out of the plane, I says to Hank, my partner, Hank Page, I said, "Now that was a good landing." Hank said, "Are you crazy?" He says, "That was landing hot." He says, we're lucky we're still living. He's had some experience with flying back in New York City before he came to the Alaska Territory.
Well, there was only two ways you could land there at Miller House, either upstream or down. And, we're going up, you're going into the mountain there.
Yes.
So maybe it was a wise choice to go downstream, even though the wind was against you.
Was against you. I think, what were we, about 17 miles? Would it be about 17 miles from Circle Hot Springs by road?
Something like that.
I think it was 22.
Was it 22? Uh-huh. So, anyway... We made it, because we're still here.